continued.
The Rosh Hashiva continued Zayin Adar Aleph Heitavshim Mem Vav February 16, 1986 on Sunday. Continued.
Wake you now. Don't scream, because if you offer any resistance, I'll kill you. So they decided to scream at the expense of losing their lives. So in other words, these rishonim, and then the Gemara has the kashe, so according to that pshat, it follows from that Gemara. That Naram Rosso is not Mechuyevis to give up her life because she's special character. But other Rishonim Shmugbetzes explain it differently. When the Gemara says, Yikit Snuyis, the Masma of Shailik Tole, there are certain Snuyis when they saw that the Hegman was coming to their house. So they killed themselves, they committed suicide in order to include the possibility of the headman in the Roshe raping them. The headman, the Roshe, raping them, I mean, many years ago, when the Nazis, Yimach Shmo, occupied Poland, the story, it's well known, So the Nazi officers came into the Beis Yaakov Seminary, the Talmidim of Sora Shemira, and wanted to force them into prostitution. So before they came in and they saw they are coming in, so they all committed suicide, those that were there. Some of them were able to escape, so they killed themselves. That one is not. That's one pshat. Why do they explain that way? Why can't they explain it the regular way? When the headman tried to rape them, so the headman said to them, if you scream, if you resist me, then I'll kill you. Because in such a case, the Gemara wouldn't say the literal inshaAllah, because then they are mechuyev. They are mechuyev to be raped. But they are only mechuyev to let themselves be killed by guns. They are not mechuyev to kill themselves. That they are certainly not mechuyev. Even though the Gemara indeed mentions Nanzokin, the Agadite, that time at the home. So they were Dalet Meis, Ilodim Bilodis, young boys and young girls. So they saw that the Roman captors wanted to abuse them. The girls in smooth in rape and the boys in homosexual rape. So then they wanted to know whether they are allowed to jump into the sea. So then the Basque of Gemara in Anzokin proclaimed that they have a chilek on Mabot, that's the mokir, that Mi'abit Hatzma Ladas is in a chilek on Mabot. It's Margal, the Kumid Inchi. Where is the mokir? The mokir is in that Gemara Anzokin. Because why did they ask Ishaile whether they have a chilek on Mabot? Why shouldn't they have a chilek on Mabot? Because they wanted to commit suicide. So then the Basque said, that Miboshanoshiv, so in other words, they have a chilek on Abba, so they committed suicide in order to preclude the rape. So that was, of course, an act of tzitkes of the Mir Chassides, of unusual heroic Chassides and Mr. Nefesh, but certainly one is not required to do that. So some of the Shemi and Shmukobetzes explain. That they committed suicide when they saw that Hegman is coming. So in order to preclude the possibility of being raped by the headman. So they kill themselves. They committed suicide. So Moes, at least in Ishara at all, why did they do that? That they are certainly not Mechoyim. Because they thought there would be Asur Libaleim, so they decided to commit suicide. So Moes and the Mishnah Ishara. So then it was the proper thing for the Chachomim to tell them, to inform them that there will not be Asur Libaleim. So why should they do something that they are not Mechoyim to do, but to let themselves be killed, that they are Mechoyim, according to the Yisrael. So Rabbi Hananiah will agree with that pshat in the Gemara of the Maaser Nafshei Liftolem means that they committed suicide when they felt that the headman is coming. All right. Now it takes it again. After I'm also Yehoring Val Yahweh here, so it takes this gerais Yehoring Val Yahweh, not Yehoring Val Yahweh. Pirish Haber, Avon Hiti Boyer Leute Oi, die Karkeilo Miki Yom Fels Heer Meire, over ich Xuves Name Paul Grish und in Shore, wir riehen mehr die Schappel Gassin und die Ore, die Hote Marschmann, wenn sie Heer Meire, over ich Xuves, den Shore, han Heiche Schi Karkeilo, ולהיות במעיסה, אבל אז יש מעיסה כגן שאין לו שטוב יוער ועלה אותי הורי ואל תעשה מעיסה אם רציח אלפינון ורציח לי מחייב ונמצא נפשי אלו כשאין לי להל ביודיים אבל אם אין לי הנח לזרק עצמי כל עתינית אוי תהורי כאילו חייב למצר עצמי כאילו הצלחה בירי דעד הרבי כלימה מי חוזז די דומה וחברה סומק צווי So what does Tisvei say that we can be gay rays? Tihoreg Maltaver. But Tisvei agrees with the Shite that when the woman is passive, then she is not the Choyeres to be misanavish herself. But when is a Tihoreg Maltaver, when the Anos forces her to force the man upon herself, then she's not passive. Then it's the Oy Maltave. But when the Anos forces her to let herself be raped by him, then she's not Mechuyeves to give up her life. And why not? Because Kakeo, but why not after all? V'nichrisu anifoshis oisis. So when she's not forced, so then she's as guilty as the man. So why shouldn't she be forced? So the Gemara in Rokama says, V'rachmone achshav leira anoye kimaise, v'nichrisu anifoshis. Gemara in Rokama in Perik HaMeniach. So v'nichrisu, I think it's that. The answer is because how do we know that Harayas is Yor Bar Yaver? And so by Harayas it's Yor Bar Yaver under the same circumstances as when Ritzicha is Yor Bar Yaver. When is it by Ritzicha Yor Bar Yaver if the Anos tells the Jew, you kill that person? The Anos tells Ruvain, you kill Shimon. And if you don't kill Shimon, we'll kill you. So then he does a maize. But suppose the Anos tells Ruvain, you see here, there is a baby. So we are going to pick you up and we'll throw you on the baby. You won't do anything. You will just let us be, you will let yourself be used as a stuff. Find the baby, don't do anything. You be completely passive. Be completely passive. You relax. Don't do anything. You don't have to help me. We'll carry you and we'll throw you on the baby to kill the baby. And you don't do anything. And if you try to stop us, then it will kill you immediately. So Taisa says, in such a case, he's not mechuyev to fight them back, because he doesn't do anything. Because he has seen he's inactive. So mele, we can say the Maichazi is in the opposite direction. Why? Who says that a baby's blood is redder than my blood? Maybe my blood is just as red as the baby's blood. So what? So if they ask me to kill the baby, then since the nefesh, the life of the baby is as precious as my life, so I'm not allowed, I have no right, you know, to do an act whereby the baby will be killed, because the life of the baby is as precious as my life. But they don't demand of me that I kill the baby. They want to throw me upon the baby. They are the Rishoyim, they are the Rishoyim. And all they want of me is that I should remain passive. So why shouldn't I allow myself to remain passive? Who says that the life of the baby is more precious than mine? Maybe my life is as precious as the baby's life. So maybe I have to be Ishev al Taise. So I am Ishev al Taise. So in such a case, where the Ritzeach doesn't do it, I say, it's not your Goyaber. So by Naram Rosso, that is deduced from Ritzeach, if he doesn't do it, I say, it's not your Goyaber either. Umiul Yidei, Imeinum Lei, Hanach, Ditkea Yisro Be'avo, Yorek Val Yaber, Tulimotz Lemeina Le'avid Nemaise, Tehidim Shetekin Eisei, Then Kishol Lidas, Kidamunam Berishabo Alivente, Umashe Miskashe Umayse. So even if they say, we'll put you on the Naram Rosso, so he still has to give up his life. Because if he knows that he will not be able to control himself, not to be Miskashe, some mele, that means that he'll be doing the ma'ise b'yodayim. He will not be ishev al ta'ise. So mele is mechuyev to be misa nefesh himself. The first Reb Chaim, Chiddush Reb Chaim, is on that inyan. Now, Teisves, and many Rishonim agree with Teisves. And they say that by Naram Rosso, if the Naram Rosso is passive, so then there is no din of Yor Goyaver. Because Karkaelom. So, but why do we say that by Karkaelom there is no din of Yor Goyaver by Agil Arayas? Because the whole reason as to why Arayas is Yor Goyaver is because of Yahufuse Baritzeach. And by the Tzeach, when he's passive, then there is no Yor Goyaver, because then we can apply the Svara of Maichozis in the other way. Who says that a baby's life is more precious than mine? Maybe mine is just as precious as the baby's life. So Mele, by Gilarayes, that is deduced from the Tzeach, it's also the same thing. From the Roshna Rambam, it's Mashma, that even the Niveles is Mechuyeves to be Misanefesh. In other words, that the Rambam agrees with the Girse and the Shita of Rabbi Nechananel, Afnaram Rosso, Tihoi Maltaver, and not that in the case where they force her to bring over the bale upon her, but even when they force her to be passive. to the king of the sea at here. Halacha Beis. Halacha Aleph says, by Shora Beis, if the Amos forces the Jew, so it's Yavav Al Yom, because of the high demolition. Then Halacha Beis says, Yamedva Mamorim Bishom Mitzvahs, Chutz Mad Mishkohon, Bigla Arai, Zishuch Zdomim. Aber Sholish Haberes Eilu, in Yema Leyaver Alachas Menu, it Yehorei, Yehorei Bal Yaver. Damit warum am Morgen bis manche die kommen ins Rad und lange es hat mei die Menschen also ist es aber so ich habe es sei lo im jemale aber aber lachas men und tore jo ich wollte aber and he doesn't say damit warum am Morgen die schon so es aber es ist aber lo die schon so es ist so manchmal ist auch nicht Beni Gabriish and Beni Gabriish. So there is no heter of Karkeilon by Arayis. So the Kashi is, but the whole reason is why. If by Arayis, it's Yogol Yaver, Yalfuse from Ritzeach, and by Ritzeach in the case of being passive, there is no Yogol Yaver in the case of teenage, some male by Arias do, what do Tesfis do with that raya of, what do Rambam do with that raya of Tesfis? So Reb Chaim says, at the beginning, a very simple thing, he says, we cannot, true, we learn out Arias from Ritzeach, but by Arias, by Ritzeach. So if the Akum picks up the Jew, if the Akum picks up the Jew and he wants to throw the Jew upon the teenage, so who is Ritzeach? The Yisrael is Ritzeach. Yisrael is only stone. He's only stone. He's stone. So he doesn't commit any act of Ritzicha. The Akum, who uses the Yisrael as his stone, is the Ritzicha. So really it's not your Yaver, because I'm Ritzicha is your Yaver. But here, he's only his stone. There's no Ritzicha. But by Arayis, the Torah says, V'nich v'son ifosh yisrael yiseis. So the same Avera that is committed by the Baal, who is active, is committed by the Niveles, who is passive. So Mele, how can we learn out? Can we learn out Arayis from Ritzicha? In other words, true. Ritzicha, Arayis is Yorba Yaver under the same circumstances, or Ritzicha is Yorba Yaver. But by Ritzicha, the reason as to why it's not Yovel Yaver is because there is no Ritzicha in that case. That's why it's not Yovel Yaver. So, but by Arayis, the reason is Arayis, even though she's passive. So the Tzikashi against Tesis. So then Reb Chaim says, Tesis doesn't mean that in that case where the Akum, no one has here the Chiddush Rabbi Chaim. Okay, it's hard, not necessary. It's the first piece in Chiddush Rabbi Chaim. Thesis doesn't mean that in that case where the Akum wants to pick up a Jew and throw him upon it. Thesis mentions that, but Thesis means a case where there is Ritzicha but the Yisrael doesn't do it nice. Suppose we can visualize a case where there is Ritzicha, but the Ritzeach doesn't do any nice. So then there won't be a din of Yorgol Yaver, because we can apply this for it of my choses in the other direction. So Meleba Arayis too, even though the reason Avere of Arayis by the Nidales, but where she doesn't do any Maise, she's not Mekuyemes in the Nefesh herself. Because the same aloha would apply to Ritziche. If we could visualize a case where a person does a Nisa Ritziche, a Nisa Ritziche without a Maise. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a slight echad, because if Teisves means this, so Teisves should have mentioned. But why does Teisves mention the example of the Akum telling the Jew he wants to pick him up and throw him upon the car? Then Rav Chaim raises another question. How is the halacha? Suppose we visualize a case where a person is either the Issa Ritziche, passive. Is there a din of Yor Bar Yaveh, or there is no din of Yor Bar Yaveh? I mean, I think that this problem is very difficult. Very difficult, I think so. So he raises a question. What's the pshat in my chosis? Right is small, but what's the pshat in my chosis? What does my chosis imply? Of course, my chosis implies that the blood, that the nefesh of the other fellow is as precious as my nefesh. Shkulis, that my nefesh and the other fellows, the would-be victim nefesh, are equal. So what? So one way of explaining it is, since the Mifoshis are shkuleis, so Mele Yisaritzich is not Nitche, because the Mifoshis are shkuleis. So why should it be Nitche? Why should the life of my life be Deiche? Be Deiche Yisaritzich? But the other fellow's Nefesh is as important as my Nefesh. Oh, Pshat could be something else. Inasmuch as my nefesh and the other fellow's nefesh are equal, so mele, there is a stira. So whenever there is a stira, what should be done? Sometimes a person is faced with a dilemma. A stira. What should he do? Suppose a person has to be a there, one of two aveiras. He can't avoid it. Which aveira should be either? So, there is aloche, hakala kal tchil. In other words, if there is, let's say, somebody is a chilish yesh b'sakone, and he has to eat treife, but he can eat, the doctor says, he can eat treife meat, but he can eat the soup of treife meat. Even though Tam Kitcher is the rice, but it's not as humble as eating treife itself. So mele, the halacha is, if he can save his life by eating the reitev, the soup of the mele of the treife, so he should eat the reitev. But suppose both Yisurim are of equal magnitude. Which aveira should be there? Which aveira should be there? So then the halacha is, suppose one aveira is bikumbasa and the other aveira is bishemal taise, so he has to be shemal taise. He has to be shevi al taise. Let's say, I'll mention a case. Now, the halacha is, Nishba Levatalas HaMitzvah is a Shvashov. Nishba Levatalas HaMitzvah is a Shvashov. But the Shvah is not Chal. But there are certain situations where the Shvah is Chal. Levatalas HaMitzvah. The Shvah is Chal. Let's see, the Rambam says if somebody took a Shvah that will eat a Chotzik as Ayis Nevele, so then the Shvah is Chal. Shvui Yisrael, because it's not before Yisrael. or suppose I'll be killer. So then the shvuyim said. Now suppose someone took his shvuyim, because it's not a misanthropic party, or even though the Ramon Paskins like Rabbi Echan and the Chotishi or something like that, but it's the Alfusim from Kuchelet, so it's not a misanthropic party, so it's not a Shvuah Shav, so it's Shvuah Yisrael. Now suppose someone took a Shvuah Sheikh or Chotik as Ice there, the Shvuah Yisrael. If he doesn't see the Chotik as Ice, he will behave here and love the Ice, according to the Ramon. Well, and that's it. Terrible abuse. Shvuah Sheker. And in Hoilom is Daza. When the Lucisa Shekel Ashok was proclaimed, and the Gemara in Yume says that Chmura is Chrisis Mrs. Besden and Lucisa. And Kale is Esther the Lysis. So we see so even though he doesn't have chorus and his best or Mizri Shemayim, he still can have chorus. So the Issa of Shua Sheker is a homo. Is a homo Shebech Muretz. The Issa of Chotishio is not in Issa of Chotishio, but he even though it's the Issa, is relatively calm as against vis-à-vis the Issa of Lissiv with Rashaka. Still, many Achim say, and it's Mistaba like that, it's Mistaba, it's either a Poshet like that, that even according to the Ramba, that when somebody takes his shvui to eat a Chotzik Reis and Vele, so since the Issa of Chotzik Shio is not an Issa of Chotzik, but Heo, so Vele, it is how, so maybe it is how, but when he did take that shvuah and he comes to Bezdin, he asks Shaila, what should I do? I should be the Chotzik Reis in the Vele. So Bezdin will tell him, you go to a Chochem or to Gimlet Yates and get a Torah. So then he'll be matter the shvuah. So you will not have to be there on the Yisar of Shvuah Sheker and Riachot Vav. But suppose it is a situation, he can get a Torah. He can get a Torah. Either because in the city there is no Chochem or Gimlet Yates. Or suppose he took the Shvuah al Das Rabin and then has no Torah. For some reason he cannot get a Torah. Impossible. So what should he do? He comes to Bez, I can't get a Torah, impossible to get a Torah. But, so there are two alternatives. Either he'll eat the Chotzik Azayis, so then he will not be either the love of the Siso, Shimon Shimekech Lashov, or Sivush Mirashoka, Sivush Mirashoka, he will not be either the Sivush Mirashoka, that's the love by Shvashoka. It's not Shvashovi. So, but that's Chomo. Like Shov, Shvuah Sheker is as homo as Shvuah Shov. So, or the other way is not to be the Chotzik Reis Nevele. So then he'll behave here the Yisar of Leisizbu Bishnu Lashoka. Now which is more homo? The Yisar of Kol Chile, of Chotzik Shio, or the Yisar of Leyachot Vorein Leisizbu Lashoka? Of course, of the Sivish from Lashoker, which is like the Sivish from Lashok, is Chmurais. And the Issa of Chotishio is certainly Kalas. Even the real Lazy said that he's in full, but he always Kalas. Al Haskamu de Chamo, Chotishio that is just in Droshe of Kolchele, is certainly Kalas. Now, so, according to the principle of Akala Kalkhilo, he should be told to eat, I mean, I'm sorry, not to eat the not to eat So according to the principle of halakhal tefillah, so you should be told to eat the chotikas eisenbeira. So then he'll avoid the yisachomim of leisiz luifnu hashoker. Still, many achim say that business to tell him you have no right, you have no heter to eat the chotikas eisenbeira, but you can get a Torah, so it's your fault. It's too bad, but you will have to behave here. The Yisr of Nisiz will be Ashoka. Because if he eats a Chotzkas Eisenbeile, then he's doing an Avera become Vasei. If he doesn't eat the Chotzkas Eisenbeile, so he'll behave and he's a homo, but only Shevat Eisen. So whenever a person is faced by a dilemma between doing an Avera b'shev al taise that is an Isa Chomo or become Vasei an Isa Kal, so then he has to be b'shev al taise and behavior of Isa Chomo b'shev al taise rather than to behave an Isa Kal become Vasei. So that, it's his story. In other words, if you have a conflict, there is a stira between two alternatives. So we don't say hakala kalchim. That's only if both are bikumbasi or both are bishaval taisi. Then we say hakala kalchim. But if one is bikumbasi and one bishaval taisi, even though the shaval taisi is chmurish bechmurish and bikumbasi is kal, so then he has to be shaval taisi and behave here the Yisea of Chomo rather than to behave here and Yisea Kao become Vasei. So Mele, the other pshat in my Chodzis could be not that since both Nifoshis are equal, so Mele Yisea Yisea is not Tzutche, but since both Nifoshis are equal, so there is a stira. So there is stira. If there is a stira, my life is as important as the baby's life, and the baby's life is as important as my life. So what should I do? I should be a Shev Altais. I should be a Shev. A Shev Altais. A Shev Altais. So then, that's a Chachira raised by Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim mentions a very strange line that the Pshat in my Chosis is not that since both souls are equally precious, so melody Saritziche is not Nitche. But the Pshat is, since both souls are equally precious, so there is Istire, so he has to be Shevaltais. So he has to be Shevaltais. How does he mention the Raya? The Raya is very strange. And the Raya is from the Gemara in Zeneshach. I think it's that Ein Aleph in Bonitzi. Shnayim shoyim halchim derech uviyadechon hem kikin shalmayim. Suppose two individuals are in the desert and one has a cup of water with him available for him. Im sheisim shneyem, if both drink the water, shneyem is. Vimechot sheise, so hu chai. So doras bim ture, mutef shi ishtu shneyem, val yireachot nisos ishal chaber rei. So bim ture said, in such a case. So let's say, Reuven and Shimon are both in the desert. And Reuven has a bottle of water to satisfy his thirst. If he drinks the whole bottle of water, so then he'll save his life. He'll be able to survive until he reaches, civilization. And then he'll be able to... But suppose Reuven drinks half of the bottle and he gives the other half of the bottle to Shimon to drink. So then, both of them move back. So the Torah said, let them both drink and both back. Of course, we pass for like a magic. Why? Because there is a special tzarakosu of a chayachi chayimoch. Otherwise, Rabbi Akiva would say like Ben Ptura. Rabbi Akiva would say like Ben Ptura. That mutev shiyish to shneyem val yireyacho v'misos shachavir. So the question arises. But here, Reuven has a bottle of water. He has the bottle of water, not Shimon. He doesn't have to grab it. If Shimon had a bottle of water and Reuven would grab it from him, then it would be a gromer frisir. But Reuven has a bottle of water. So if he drinks it and doesn't give Shimon to drink, so is he either a misal tziche? Even if his life hadn't been sakana, suppose he's not thirsty, his life is not in danger. Only Shimon's life is in danger. And but Reuven has a bottle of water and he says, I'm not giving it to you. He'll die or not? Will Reuven be a ritzeach? No. He'll be able to samzal dam reacho. But he will not be able to see itself. Even without Reuven being in Sakon. So Mehechatei said, does the Ptura say, is Mechuyev to be misnefesh himself. And Rabbi Akiva would agree with the Ptura, except that he has a drosha of the Chayach Echimoch. But without drosha of the Chayach Echimoch, Rabbi Akiva would say like the Ptura, that he's Mechuyev to be misnefesh himself in order not to sin in such a chaveri. But to see him such a chaveri is an inyan of Lisandro Dam Reacho, not of Lisirzo. So we see that the Pshat in Echosis is not only that since both souls are equally precious, some mele pikach nefesh is not deich of Yisaritziche. Here, there is no Yisaritziche, not Tzole, and still the Ptura says, and Rabbi Akiva says because of his special tzarakos, otherwise he would agree with them to it. So it's a raya that the pshat in my chosis is that since there is a stira between this pikuach, Reuven's pikuach nefesh, and Shimon's pikuach nefesh, so mainly he has to be sheval taisa. So the Torah holds he has to be sheval taisa not only in respect of tziche, even in respect of tzol. So the melee, so the kashi is, there is no kashi against the Rambam. The kashi against the Rambam was, after all, the whole aloche of Yoroyavir by Arai is, the whole aloche of is based upon the fact because it's who kash the ritziche, and by ritziche in the case of tineik, or in any case that we visualize where there is ritziche, and but without the maise, so there's no noroyave, so by rayes kufe, even though the reason is of rayes without the maise, but there should be no din of yoroyave. Why does the Rambam say that even the Naram Rosso is Mechuyeves to give up a life? So Abraham says, since we see that the Pshat in Maichosis is not that since it's Kuleis, so it's Pekach Nefesh is not the Echeris Ritzich. But the Pshat is, since the Eshkuleis, so there is a Stire, he has to be Sheval Taise. Not that the Isar Tzichi is not Tzichi. So then we cannot learn out the Arayis too, that where there is no Maise, so Isar Tzichi is there. So, Pikuch Nefesh is there. If we had assumed that the Pshat in Ma'achozis is since the Nefoshes are Shkuleis, so Mele, Pikuch Nefesh is not the Yichadi Yisaritziche, when there is a Ma'ase. But Pikuch Nefesh is the Yichadi Yisaritziche, when the person who does the Yisaritziche is passive. So then we should learn out Na'amoros also the same way. But since by Ritzicha it's not a din that Pikuach Nefesh is not Deicha Deis Ritzicha when he's active, but it is Deicha when he's passive. The reason is why when he's passive, so he doesn't have to be Meisa Nefesh himself, because by Ritzicha it's a meaning of Istira between Ruvin's Pikuach Nefesh and Shemot Pikuach Nefesh. So merely has to be Yishalal Taise, so he's Yishalal Taise. So there's no shaykhes to arise. That's what Reb Chaim says. It's very strange, Reb Chaim. Now, years ago, I mentioned something to my father, and I had the impression that my father approved of what I said. But he didn't say it in so many words, but he smiled and smiled and didn't say anything to me. So my impression was that he agreed with what I said. So I said, in regard to the first kasha by Reb Chaim, how does Tosfos mention a raya from Ritzeach by Tinek, Ligavi Naram Rosso, that just as by Ritzeach, just as by Ritzeach. So, if the Anos will tell the Yisroel, I'll pick you up and I'll throw you on the teenage, and if you resist, I'll kill you. So it's not Mechuyev to resist, because we can say the Maichozis in the other direction. Who says that the teenage's life is more precious than mine? Maybe my life is just as precious, just as important as the Tinnik's life. So Mil by Naram Rosso, the same way, where the Naram Rosso, where the woman doesn't do it, I say so, it's Yaber Val Yorek, Taber Val Teorek. So I'm asked, but by Ritziche, when the Amos wants to pick up the Jew and phone on the Tinnik, so then he's only, the Yisroel is only stone, he doesn't do any Ritziche. But by Naram Rosso, the woman does the Maisavere of Arayas just like the man. So how can we make an analogy? So Reb Chaim says, the Pshat in Tosfos is, Tosfos didn't think of a case where there is a Nisa Ritziche and without the Maise. So Tosfos mentioned that. But Tosfos means something else. So I said that perhaps Tosfos means manage that case. But the kasha by Reb Chaim is, but he's only stone. True, he's only stone. If Reuven will pick up Shimon and they'll throw him upon Levi and kill Levi, so who will be chayav Mrs. Besdin? Let's say, where Shimon was in a position to resist and not let himself be used as a stone of family. But he didn't. He decided he'll mind his own business. Reuven wants to pick him up and throw him upon Levi, all right, let him do it after all. I didn't do anything. I'm just a stone. So who will be hired, Mrs. Best? Who? Shimon or Reuven? Of course Reuven. Of course there's no doubt. Shimon is only stone. But the Rambam says in Hilchos Ritzeach, well here I don't have the Rambam. I didn't think that I might need the Rambam of Ritzeach or Shmeres Nefesh also. You have the Rambam of Ritzeach or Shmeres Nefesh? Thank you. Perek Beis Mitzvah Yitzeach Ushmeras Nefesh. Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, Halacha Gimel. He says, Kolaherik Chaberi Biyodei. Kigen Shiko Bisayef Oy Be'eben HaMinisa. Oy Shechon Kei Achimeis. Oy Sofi Beish. Hoyu Vihogim Kol Mokim Hu Be'atzmei. Haris Nerg Nebest. So if somebody kills another person, you die, his chayv is the best. Avol ha-seicher hiri la-harek es chaveri, or ish shalach avodah v'orgu, but suppose who doesn't kill himself, but he engages gangsters to kill him, or ish kofse v'nicha lifnei ari, v'chayetz bei, v'orgosui chayo, v'chin ha-herek es atzmei, kol echot me'inu shiv adonimu. Somebody commits suicide is also a Ritzeach. But if somebody kills a human being, al dikome, he incites it, he made dog against the person, or he engages gangsters to kill him, whatever, he's geirei. Harigas chaveirei. So then, Mrs. Bezni is potter, but he's chayv misal Hashemayim. How do we know that he's chayv misal Hashemayim? There's the parsha Neach. Menayim shachinu adin, shenemar, sheikha dam odom vodom domi yishofich. Zaherik be'atzmi shaloi al de shliach. Es domcham lafsich met reish. So, zaherik atzmi, miyad kol chayu et rishenu, zahamisach avir lifnichayu litofi. מיד אודום, מיד אישוכי פטריש, אסנפש אודום, זה השיח האחיר לארגס חבר. The Rambam doesn't make his own drushes, but that drush is mentioned מבשרה בעניח. ומפירו שנמה בפלושטון, לא שאינטרישה הרי דינו מוסו לשמיים. וחולילו הרצחונים וחייץ בהם, שנמחיוב מססבזל, עם רוצו מלך ישראל, הורגם בנרמלכוס, Peter Conisailon, Horishus Biode, the Him Roll Besnu Hergon Birasho, Imoisasho Strichelkar, Yishlem Rishuski Mashiro, then Harishal Horman Malachlasho Strichelkar, the Hazakador, Harry Besn Hayom Nikomo Kimatiso Makorabo, Hakrivo Miso, Yos from the Motte of the Motte. So what does the Rambam say? That even though Mrs. Best, there is only when he's Erev Yodayim, but I'll be coming out, but the Ritzeach is, even if he doesn't, I'll be coming. And there is, and every, so if he's Ritzeach, he's Evel Yisirzoch, and he's Chayv Mishah Shamayim. Now, it's double portion that the Din of Yoreb or Yaveir is not based upon the Chiyuv Nisi. And suppose an Anos tells a Jew, we don't want you to kill the Anos tells Rubin, we don't want you to kill Shimon Yodai, but we want you to incite your dog against Shimon. We want you, I know you are friendly with a certain gangster, with mafia, so I want you to tell mafia to kill Shimon. To tell Shimon. If not, we'll kill you. We won't wait for mafia to kill you. We'll kill him, he said. And then, so of course, it's your Goliath, even though he's not forced to kill Biodai, he's only forced to tell mafia to kill him, but it's Goma of Ritzich, Hasich HaAchirim Lahayit Es Chaveir. So that's also Ritzich. There's no Chiyuv Nisei, all right, but Yom Goyaver is not based upon the Chiyuv Nisei, upon the Yisal Chisi also. So mainly I said at that time, it was many, many years ago, it was probably 50 years ago I said. So, Chaim Skashi, how does this nation arise? Ligabin Aram Ross from Ritzich, because just as by Ritzich, where he doesn't do him nice, let's say the Amos tells Ruvain, I'll pick you up and I'll throw you upon the Tinnit. If not, if you resist, I'll kill you. So he doesn't have to resist, because we can say my horse is in the opposite direction. Who says that the Tinnik's life is more precious than mine? Maybe my life is as precious as the Tinnik's life. So Mele Barayas also, when the Isha doesn't do any nice, she doesn't have to give her life. But by Ritzeya, by Tinnik, so he's not a Ritzeyach. The Anos is a Ritzeyach. He's only doing an union of being Menea himself, Fanatzole, even if he hadn't been forced by the Anos. He would only behave around the Samit of Amoyachon. Mashenkin here, so it's a Nisar of Lysinov. The Nivellus is able to Lysinov just as the Baal. So how can you learn it out from Ritzich? So I said, but since Yorgo Yahweh applies even to Ikroma Ritzich, true, when Ruvin, let's take a case where he's not forced, but Ruvin says, you want to be a good fellow? I want to, says to Shimon, I'll pick you up, you are a heavyweight, I'll pick you up, and I'll throw you on the tinnik, and then the tinnik will die instantaneously, because you are heavyweight. So, and don't resist me. Be nice to me. Don't resist me. He doesn't have to lose his life by resisting. So, he doesn't resist. He'll only be evil as some don't know Yacho. I said, no. Perhaps he'll be evil as Yitzchak too. But Rav Chaim asks, he's only a stone, but he's a living stone. He's not a stone, he's inanimate. But he's an intelligent stone. And he lets himself be used as a stone. So by letting himself be used as a stone, he's a galen. He will not be chayv Mrs. Besson, but he'll be chayv Mrs. Bishamai. If he'll let himself be used as a stone under ordinary circumstances, well, he doesn't have to lose his life. So he called me, told me. I mentioned with my father smiled and radiated. And then he said, he's not sure whether that will be a comment, but he said, he's not sure. In other words, it's possible that he called me, told me. And then I mentioned something else. It's not a Rai Mukhachas. You know, there is a machlekes reshenim mobakame in Perikam Niach. It's a machlekes between two persoys in the morning and Niach. The sugya of Nisko Pesheya there and Niach, that's one of the things. So it's a question of two persoys, it's a very complicated morning. Suppose someone puts a stone in the Rishus Rav, and then a person comes and trips over the stone and gets hurt. So the one who put the stone in the Rishus Rabin, so is chayev. Why? Because of Be'er. Of Be'er. She'er li'odon. So that's only liktole. But if it's lichvole, so there is a chiyuv of Be'er. Now the question is, suppose instead of depositing a stone in the Rishus Rabbi, he just prostrates himself in the Rishus Rabbi, and then the person walks and he trips over him, and then he gets hurt. He loses a foot, you know. He gets injured and he loses a foot as a result of tripping over the person. So he's high. How is he chayev? On the score of Be'er. In other words, he made himself into the Be'er. Or on the score of Odom HaMazik, of Odom HaChayev. So, it's a machlekes Hashem between Rashi and Rach. Whether it's on the basis of Be'er or it's on the basis of Odom HaMazik. So there are many Rishonim that say that when a person prostrates himself in the street and then another person trips, so he's chayev not on the basis of there. He's chayev on the basis of the mamazik of chayev, even though he's only stone. The answer is all right, he's only stone. But he's a living stone, and he made himself into a stone over whom another person ultimately tripped. So that's another mamazik. So of course, since it's no right. So they are but the Gabita Shlomim, so it's not the same aloha as the Gabarizich. So since according to many of the Shemin is highly Shmonim Amazik, so certainly we could say that the Gromit is anyway, that he's either an Israelitzich or Tom. And by Gromit it's also Yorval Yavir. So that's why this is mentioned. That's one. Then, in respect to Reb Chaim Schreier, that he has the Chkirin. He raises the Chkirin. What's the pshat in my chodesh? So there are two alternatives. One alternative is that since my chodesh tells us that both souls are equal and precious, So Mele, Pikoch Nefesh is not the Yichad Yisar Tichah. In the case where the Yisar Tichah is done in an active way, but it is the Yisar Tichah when it's done in a passive way. Or the Pshat is that since both souls are equally precious, so he's faced the dilemma with the stira between the stira between two equally precious lives. So Mele, he has to be Shadal Taise, in the same way as when the case where one took a Shvuyah to eat a Chachikas Ayis Chile on the Vele, and he cannot find the Heta by Bezd Echochem, because it was the Rasrabim and so on. So then what will be the Psak, even though the Yisar of Shvua Sheker is much more humble than the Yisar of Chotishio, but since Chotishio, the Yisakal, is become Basay, and the Yisar of Shvua Sheker is humble, is Mishav Altaisi, he has to be, when one is faced with the dilemma between the stira of two Yisurim, so he has to be many Mishav Altaisi, so when he's faced with the dilemma of two conflicting souls, that are equally precious, he has to be passive. So he mentions a raya from the Gemara of Ben Pture in Zeneshah, that it's not that since both souls are equally precious, some melee, pikuach nefesh is not deiche deisar tiche, in an active way. But since both souls are equally precious, so he has to be passive, to be shevel taise. Because Ben Ptura says that even regard to Hatzole, so he has to misnef himself. And Rabbi Akiva would agree with Ben Ptura, except that Rabbi Akiva has a posik of a Chiyachich Yimoch, but without the posik of a Chiyachich Yimoch, so he would say like Ben Ptura, even though there is no Yisar Tzicha there altogether, just Hatzole. So I said, and I think that I'm right, I mean that it's no raya from the Gemara of Ben Pture, because what does Ben Pture say? Would Ben Pture say such a thing? Suppose somebody is drowning in the ocean, and then another person says he can save him. But if he saves him, he'll be drowned. He'll be drowned. But he can save him. But he'll become drowned. would the Torah say he has to throw himself into the ocean and save the other person, and if he drowned, not his daughter, and the Torah will say such a thing. Here the Torah says, Shnayim sholim holkim baderech, ubiyadechot mehem kitin sholmayim, im sheisim, shneyem beisim, im echot mehem sheisim, hu magi al yishuv. So Doras Bultura mutev shenishtu shneyem, from yechem sheshi chadirei, because true, the one who uses the bottle of water to satisfy his thirst, he is not Eivar Nisar Tzicha, even if his life hadn't been in danger. He'll be only Eivar Leisamul Dam Reacho, but Leisamul Dam Reacho can be violated in two ways. If you see that another fellow is the Eivar beyond, and you can save him, you know how to swim, and you can save him, but you stand in the same place, and you don't bother to say. So you are either on the Bishevaltais. But suppose some gangsters are trying to kill a certain person, and then that person is running away from the gangsters, and the door of your house is open, and you see that person is trying to run into your house and escape from the gangsters, but you see that he's trying to get into your house, you shut it off. Such a thing happened already many times. Of course, I mean, he cannot be prosecuted according to the law. I mean, he will be a law-abiding citizen. So he didn't try to save him. After all, he didn't enter into a contract to save him. So, and you close the door, thereby preventing the near death from saving his life by running into your house. You're not even serious. But what is there? But it will not be the same the Samgadamayacho as when one stands on the shore of the sea and he is able to throw himself into the sea and save him. There is evil Samgadamayacho Bishaval Taisa. But in this case, he's either with Samdol and Rachob in Nasi. In other words, because you can be either with Samdol and Rachob in Kumbasi also. In other words, if you do a Maise whereby you prevent another person from saving yourself. In other words, if you don't start, if you don't throw yourself into the ocean and swim and get the person, save the person, then Yalid Vishamal Taisel is Amdam Racho. But if you close the door, thereby preventing the victim, the Mirde, from saving his life by running into your house, then it's more serious. Then Yalid Vishamal Racho become Vasim. Because if Vishamal Racho implies an obligation to do an act to save him, so it certainly implies Nisa to do an act whereby you prevent his own atzol. So Mele, according to Ben Keture, Chaim says that Rabbi Akiva would also agree with Ben Keture, except that he has a special poshe, but without any poshe, So then Rabbi Akiva would agree with Ben Keture that Mutef Yish to Shneem Bal Yir Echad Mishor Shel Chaveri. But if you look up the Safro, the Tiraskian, and Parshe Bahar, and the Posik of Echeyoch Yichon Yimoch, so you'll see that the Safro says, Mikan Dorash Ben Keture, that Shnayim Shol Malchim Bederech, Ubiyadechad Mehem Kitin Shol Mayim, so Mutef Yish to Shneem Bal Yir Echad Mishor Shel Chaveri. So since the Torah says V'chayoch Yicho Yimoch, so Mutef Yish to Shneem Bal Yir Echad Mishor Shel Chaveri. So the Torah doesn't say it in Sarah Svare, If the Torah hadn't said the chiyachicha imoch, then he wouldn't say yod v'yabe on that. But since the Torah says the chiyachicha imoch, so imoch means so he has to live with you. So mutev shiish to shneim v'al yirechem v'al chavir. Whereas Rabbi Akiva darshins from the chiyachicha imoch the other way. Chayach okay. And Bepture Darshins, on the contrary, V'cheyach Yichoyimoch, that Mutev Shiyishtu Shneem, Val Yireachod M'zosh Chaber. Of course, we pass to like Chabati, not like Bepture. But without the Posik of V'cheyach Yichoyimoch, Bepture would also be made that he's not Mechuyiv to Nis Nefesh himself. And Bepture, and even after the Droshe of V'cheyach Yichoyimoch, of Mutev Shiyish to Shneem, Val Yireachod M'zosh Chaberei. So it's not when the Torah says that one is mechuyev to his nefesh himself in order to save somebody else from drowning. Chas v'shalom. Why should he say that? Because after all, here we say the concept of maychosis in the opposite direction. Who says that the life of the Tevea Beyam is more precious than mine? Maybe my life is just as precious as the life of the person who is the Tevea Beyam, so why should I lose my life in order to save his life? But in the case of Hoyom Halkin Bederach, we have Dechot Mentin Shemayim, so it's not only that the person who drinks the bottle of wine completely, so he's a Sheval Taise. Bikum Vaseh, he prevents the other fellow from saving his life, because if he wouldn't drink it, then the other fellow would be able to drink it. So it's like closing the door of your house. So without the droshe of Echeyach Yichoyimo, the Bitura would say, no, in regard to Lissamud Adam Reacho, there is no din of Yorim or Yaveh. Only in regard to Ritzichet or Ritzirzoch, but here it's not a question of being Eiver, the Yisar of Ritzirzoch, the Kumbasei. It's a question of being Eiver, the Yisar of Nisamud of Amriachon, the Kumbasei. So there's no Yalava, but because of the Droshe of the Cheochichimo, the way the Mtura Darshan said, so there is a Chiyub of Yorim or Yaveh in regard to and Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Pshat in Chayach Rimach, on the contrary, is Chayach Kedmi. So there is no din of Yod Vayaver in regard to Lissamud Adam Reacho, even when the Lissamud Adam Reacho is Bikum Vasei. But not that the Torah holds that in regard to Atzolim, so there is an Indian, even Bishaval Taisa, the Indian of Yaro Yaveh. But here, it involves an Isser of Lissamud Adam Reacho, Bikum Vasei. My father didn't say anything against it. And my impression was that they approved of what I said. I mean, but I'm not sure. But that was my impression. That was over 50 years ago, so I mean, but I remember it very vividly. I remember that more vividly than the things that happened yesterday. I mean, that's the truth. Just the Yankee, you know, makes a very important impression. So that I remember very vividly. All right. Anyway, that's enough for today. So I don't think that tomorrow we'll start the subject of the Yefshav Mincha. Do okay. I want to go over the whole Ram in Psochim and the Rif. should have the Gemara Sanhedrin and Avizor with you. Because we have to go over inside. All right. Chil Mishrapim B'mokim Sakonim T'chsid B'chay B'hem B'lo Yishiyomuz B'hem Chutz Ma'atze Asheiro Pirshu B'tei Sves D'mayre K'gen Shiniyochi L'Europei B'Yisachir V'afilu M'minei K'gen Al D'Yishay D'Yimoy D'Varachir משום דורסה למיטה בוסר אבריזורי. דומיה דאמרינום בפרק עם המידין גבי בן דומה שנוש חינוכוש ובו יעקב איש כפר סחניה לרפאי סי ולא הניח רבי שמואל משום דשענה מינס דימשכי. So according to this verse, when do we say מסחפים בת אשרו only in a case where the אבדיקחובים identify the Rifuye with the Avrizor. Let's say like some of the Christian scientists today, some of them are real doctors and they are very knowledgeable in medicine, but at the same time they'll couple it with a true statement, you know. So that gives the impression to stupid people, I mean, that it is the Christian science that affects the healing. Not the medicine. So in such a case, he is mechuyev to be misanefesh himself. Vafiloch ashkechon osom terabavuye romle yakev minoye same bisake ulfichoch tzrichon leimar di bendome hoyoreitze yakev ish kvar sachanye lirapeisei bishim avrizoi. ויוכה מוכח בירושלמי בפירק שמיני שרוץ אבל די סמים שורי but let's say if the mean he wants to heal through real medicine but he's an evil avizor so then he's allowed to be misrapi from him. וחי גבלנם מסוק מהוכה דכי אמרינון די מסחפי מעצה אשרו היינה די אומה לא ישאילו נחי ימי שיאמין לא יילאנו אלא אשרו בלבד די בחי גבלנא עושה למיטה בוסר אבריזורי ולמשוך הבשרו that stays for שיטה it's not the ransom שיטה. The Ran is just mentioning Teisa Shite. And Rashi Shite we saw is also like that. Because Rashi said in Mishrap Masashiro, because Dilmo Moidel Abizrai. Not that Abizrai. Avo Bishwirushalme Ferike Ma'amidin Luimashmoch. The Hosom Amrinum Behedye Shalifromule Hobi Olin Stam. Vehevile Matze Ashiro. יומוס ועל ישרפה בה, ושמע מנו, דיתאי מלאב משום דוסה להמשוך הבשרו, אלו משום שעבר, עליו ולהידובי גביות חום יומו מן אחרת, ויאף על גב ולסה עליו ואבריזורי, but that's not אבריזורי ממש, so is עליו ולאזורי הוא ממש כאבריזורי, ואף על גב ולסה עליו ואבריזורי, הוא ממש כאבריזורי, וכולי לעבד אליהו, אמרינו יהורג ויאבר. Even though it's not אבריזורי itself, it has the same thing, that it's your life. In other words, the הלוכה of אבריזורי, and the רמב"ן agrees with the שיטה. And from the לשון of the בלמויר in Sanhedrin, it's not so explicit, it's also משמע, that there is a הלוכה of אבריזורי. So in other words, which Rishenim have the Shite of Abizraye, the Ran, the Ramban, the Balamoyeya, and Rabbi Yehuda. All right. So the Chachomim said, Yomus v'al tisaper imim achir reageder. Uvid vadai, and the Ran Shite is, that when the Gemara says, Kidei shalo yeis b'neis Yisroel hefker, Kidei shalo yeis Yisroel putzes barayis, that's only explanatory of the Mandoma, that Pnuo hois. So then we have to resort to a special takonic. But according to Mandoma Rishishi Shoiso, we don't have to resort to a special takone. Not like the Chavisyoya says that even according to Mandoma Rishishi Shoiso, so we have to resort to a special takone. Insofar as Tamil from Varumo and Tisaperim Machir Agera is concerned, because that's not a rayas. But why does Gemara say Bishleim el Mandomar Ishishi so iso Shapia el Mandomar Pnuo iso Michael High? But even Ishishi so iso, why Shapia? Shapia Tiboyle, Yomus Val Tiboyle. But why Shapia Tamidle from Farumo Tisape Machregera? So Havisyoya says Bishleim el Mandomar Ishishi so iso. So znus mamesh midraisi yorgo yaver. So mele we can understand that the Chachomim were machmir as is yog, even in respect to Tamid lefanav harum, as is yog for the raisi. But man doma pnuo iso, so even tiboyele is yaver val yorek. So why should the Chachomim make is yog kidei shalei ibnei Yisroel putzes barayis, but even according to Mandoma Rishishi Soiso, the Tamidl from Yomus Val Tamidl from Varumo, Yomus Val Tisapri Machir Agedea, is it Rabboron? Kishli Ibn Yisroel Puzet Barayas, but then the Makshin understood himself. So, but yes, according to Mandoma, Pnuo Iso. So the Tarzan says, even according to Mandoma Pnuo Iso, there is still a Takonis Chachorim Misyog. Kidei shelo is bnei Yisroel putzes barois, or because kidei shelo bnei Yisroel have you. But the Ran doesn't agree with that. So he says, Yomus, v'al tisapim achir agera uvivar, uvivadai shedvorim eilu, einom gilo arayes mamesh, elo sheiver behem alav vili sikrivu ligal yiservo, shu lav bigilo arayes. It's a big chidesh. Now we saw, when we learned Hilchasnides Simin Kuf Sadik Vov, the Machlekes, we went over the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Rambam, in Rambam, according to the Rambam, so Kiruv Boso, Mechabek Minashik, Achas Minarai, Siv Meinido, because the love is mentioned, Dafkelika Benido, Velisho Benidas Tumoso, Loi Sikrav Ligalis, Avoso, Leo Bichayeo, so according to the Rambam, it's a love the rice and there is maltekes. If someone is mechabek minashik liachas minarayes, a shishish or achas minarayes, derechivo, derechtaivo, so then he is chayev malkes. And according to the Rambam, it's a drosh in the safro. According to the Rambam, so it's an asmachte. There is no malkes. Now the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos is two lishenes. One loshen is that the whole iser of kiruv boso by arayis is only mid rabbono. And the other loshen is that it is an iser de raise, but it's like chotzi shiur osa natero. It's not, there is no Malkus. There is no Malkus. This is one Lashon in Ramban. Now, here, the Ran appears to agree with the Shittas Rambam, but he's massive on the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Issuri Bie that in the case of Mechabek, Menashek, Derech Taive, there is Malkus, where there is physical contact. But Tamidli von Farumo, when there is no physical contact, there is no Malkus. Here, the Ran says, V'vadai shedvorim elu einom gilarayis mamesh, el she'iver behem alav deli sikrivu ligal yiservo, shu lav begilu arayis. Now, let's see the Loshen Rambam, Minilchas Yisuri Bie. פרק חפלף, מלכס איסורי בי, הלוך אל. כל אבו הלבו מן הרייס דרך עיבורים, או אישכי בייק ונישי דרך טייבו, ואיננה בקירוב בוסו, הרי זה לי כמנתר, שנאמר לבילתי אסייס מחוקי סטייביס, ואיננה לסיקרי ולגלי סרבו, כלימה לסיקרבו לדבורים המביאים לדגילו ארבו. So when is the Malkus? If there is physical contact, מחבק, מנשיק, דרך טיילה, so then there is Malkus. Then הלוך הבייס, he says, הוי עשה דובו מחוקי סיילו, הרי הוא חושד להרעיס. הרי הוא חושד להרעיס. Because there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. More in Sanhedrin, that the Choshed L'Arayes is post-latest. So the Rambam explains Choshed L'Arayes, somebody who is Mechabek, Menashek, Arayes, Derech Taiv. V'yoso li'odom likreit bi'yodov v'viraglov oi li'omeis be'inov li'achas min Arayes oi li'shrikeimo oi l'hokil reish v'afilo l'oriach Sonim Sholel, Ulehabi Biofio Osea, Umakin Limis Havein, Lidovose Makas Mars. So the Rambam says, here he says only Osea, and Makas Mars, not Malkus. Likris Biodov Raglov, Liomeis Beinov, Liachas Narayes, that means winking with the Y, you know, in a vulgar way. Without physical contact. So that's also osa, but that is only makas malchus. There is no malchus. So apparently, from the Loshen Rambam it's mashma that the love of the lisha b'ninas timoso, l'sikhaf l'galeis avoso leo b'chayeo, applies only to physical contact, derech taive, but not to another kind of the derech taive that doesn't involve physical contact. And so, in other words, the Ram is chilik on the Rambam. The Ram says that even Tamid lifon of Arumo, so, or even Lisaferim achir ageda derech taive, so. So that it comes within the love of Lo Yisikrev. The Ran is chelik. But we'll see. Umakin li mischavein li dovo ze makas ma'avs. Now. Va'mistakei lafil bez baktano shalisho v'mischavein Lehenes, it means the Achtaive, Kimish and Istakel Mokimaterek, Vafil Lishmeakel Alvo Ilirisar Osa. In other words, if it's Mishavein Lehenes, so it's Osa. But that's only Osa. But Pashas Aloshen tends to indicate that the love doesn't apply to an erotic association that does not involve physical contact. Only an erotic association that involves physical contact. But the Ran seems to hold that any erotic association, so it comes within the love of Lysikram. But let's see whether the Ran Shita is completely contrary to the Shita of Rambam or not. Now let's see the Loshan Ram Sefer HaMitzvahs. What does the Ram say in Shin Gimel in Sefer HaMitzvahs? Mitzvah Shin Gimel, that's Mitzvah Leises Shin Gimel. Hizir meikori v'lachas ma'arayis eilu v'afilu v'loi b'ye kigen chibu kunshike v'adim elohem in apulis hazoris. ואומרי בעזורי מזה אישי של כל שיופסורי לא יסיקריבו לגלי סערבו כאילו יימה לא יסיקריבו שום קרי קירוב שיובי לגלי סערבו. So he also mentions חיבוק ונישוק, in other words, physical contact. But then, you know, the Rambam, besides the big sefer mitzvahs, he has a small Sefer HaMitzvahs before the Sefer HaMadur, the small Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now let's see what the Rambam, so there he mentions the same mitzvahs, in a brief way. In the big Sefer HaMitzvahs he discusses the mitzvahs are same, as Lisa said, in detail. And in the small Sefer HaMitzvahs, he discusses it briefly. So, if you have a Sefer HaMadur, so, Minyan HaMitzvahs LaRambam, see, Shinun Gimel, you have a Rambam. It's important to have the Rambam. Shalo likarev be'arayes bidvorim ha-mevim le'gigilu e'arvo. כגן חיבוק ונישוק ורמיזה וקפיצה. Winking with the eye. So he mentions even an erotic association that does not involve a physical contact. Shenema, he doesn't mention lehabit, histaklus, that he doesn't mention. But he mentions remise kvitze. That doesn't involve physical contact either. Shenema al kol shepsore lo yisikrivu ligaliservo mi piashmu elomdu shezu azore li kiruv hamivio lidgilev. So, is there a stira between the Rambam and the small Sefer HaMitzvahs? And the Rambam on one hand, and the Rambam and the big Sefer HaMitzvahs? And Lechasi Soribie on the other hand, in the big Sefer HaMitzvahs, and Lechasi Soribie, he mentions only Chibuk V'Nishuk, physical contact, der time. And here he mentions even Remise U'Kvitze, and Rambam in Lechasi Soribie, he mentions Remise U'Kvitze, Osser, but no Malkes. And here it's Mashma, it comes within the same love. So, there should be Malkus too. So what is the answer? The answer is very simple. I mentioned many times, and that's a klal gadol. You know, there are certain laven where the traditional mikro has referenced one thing, but the Chachomi deduced other isurim also. So then, Malkus there is only for that Iser that is implicit in the Pshutishal Mikro. But the Iser that is not implicit in the Pshutishal Mikro, that is deduced. So there is no malchus. Why not? Because it's a lafshe bechlois. What is Elav Shebecholos? Elav Shebecholos is a love that implies many Yisurim. So sometimes both Yisurim are of equal intensity, degree, magnitude. Both are implicit in the Pshutish Al Mikro. So then there is no Malkes for either Isa. Sometimes one Yisar is the Iker Yisar, because that's implicit in the Pshutish Al Mikro. And the other Yisar is not the Iker Yisar. It's only the use. For example, Luisash Chisus Eitzo. The end of safety. Chumash Dvorim. So in other words, if you chop down a tree and it's macho, Yariv, I love the rice. The Rambam says there is malchus for it. But the Gemara says, Hamishabra killing the Hamosi, the Rechef said. So he's also Ibrah Baltashchus. In other words, a person who just is wasting, you know, property, even his own property, wasteful, without a purpose, without a purpose. So then he's Eva Baltashchus. He's Eva. He's Eva Baltashchus. So the Rambam says, Malkus there isn't. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs explains why isn't there Malkus for Amshabba Kelim Hamose. So he says, Pashti Dikho deals with the Itzmacho. The Torah discusses a case where you wage war against the city, and then so it doesn't apply dafke to the Mokimotzea, a city that is the of siege, you know what I mean? Any time. But it's macho. So that's the Ikalav. And then but the Chachomim did use an Isaiah against any wasting of money without a purpose. So that is Nichlal Nisa, but it's not the Iker Isa. If it's not the Iker Isa, so vis-a-vis the other Isa, the secondary Isa, it's Elav Shebecholos. Another example. Vayikho Yudalef, Posik, Mem Gimel. Al tishaksu es nafshiseichem b'chol asheres asheres, v'lo yisitamu b'hem v'nitmeisem bo. So according to Rashi and all the Rishenim, Teisves, I mean Ramban, all the Rishenim, we learned it in Psochim, you know, in Putise, Ochol Putise. So it's a love against Shrotim in general. According to the Rambam, it's a love against Sheretz Amai. Not Doktome. Doktome is a fish that has the tzura of a fish. The tzura of a fish, let's say a catfish. It has the tzura of a fish. But he doesn't have snapper vikaskesis. He doesn't have fins and scales. But suppose a whale, he doesn't even have the tzura of a fish, a whale. It's a big animal. So then, but it lives in water. So then, it's Sher Samayim. According to the Ramban and Rashi in Tesvis, Sher Samayim and Dr. Mis Hainach. According to the Ramban, it's two separate things. So, where is the love against Sher Samayim? So we have a special posik against Sheretz Ores, against Sheretz Oei, but we don't have an explicit posik against Sheretz Amayim. So Mele, that posik of Shaksis Nefesiachem has reference primarily to Sheretz Amayim. According to other Rishonim, it is reference to Shrosim in general. To Shrosim in general. So Mele, that's, but the Gemara says in Makis that if somebody is echel biyodayim misoves with dirty hands or in a dirty plate or is mashen kovo, anything disgusting, so is eva baltishakt. So the Rambam again in Sivra Mitzvah says, Malkis, there is only for sheretz. Because Pashtadiko, the Iker alav has reference to Shrot, whether Shrot in general or Shrot Samayim, that's another question. This is not our concern. But the Chachomim did use any disgusting thing, you know, that Nafshi Shalodom is Messiah based on.